You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Today, I'm reviewing Conversation Joe Had on podcast 1248 with Bill Ottman. I hadn't heard of Bill Ottman until this podcast, so it was new to me. A lot of times I've heard of the guests or I get wind of them and I can do a little bit of research, but I didn't know who he was. Supposedly, he is an entrepreneur in the tech industry, in the tech world. For doing an open source social media platform called Minds. And even though he was banned from the Google Play Store, it's a lot of people use it. It's nothing like Facebook or Twitter or anything, but it's set up in a kind of different way, and he gets into it in the podcast. But anyway, let's start the review. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? Firstly, Joe describes this guy as kind of looking like a computer hacker. You know, like one of the guys off that show, Robot, or I think Joe even said something like the kind of computer hackers that you'd see on House of Cards that, like, gets brought in to, like, bring down a company or something, you know. But you'd kind of imagine he looks like that, you know. He owns a social media network, in a sense. And I had a look at it briefly. I mean, I don't know much about it. Maybe you guys know more. But it looks pretty interesting. He set it up in a way to where, I guess, he's kind of fighting against the lack of freedoms that you get on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, these sorts of things. How they control the feed, how they will put different people and pictures up at different times and only show it to certain people. And it's all, you know, in these algorithms to make a lot of money. And not to say that people don't have the right to make money or the rest of it, but he thinks, you know, Bill was saying that it's a better strategy to just kind of let people earn merit in their own social media, and that gives them more views, and it gives people more chances to have their stuff looked at, you know, instead of things just going viral and all the rest of it. So kind of an interesting idea. I thought that that was kind of fascinating. He also said that some sort of imposter contacted him and pretended to be Joey Diaz for some reason. I don't know why. And Joe found that quite funny, but also said, you know, there's people out there doing weird things. And then Joe and Bill talk a little bit about the people that have accounts that are either like Joe Rogan, or they just splice together videos like fan sites and that sort of thing. And Bill was asking what he thinks about it. And Joe was saying it's pretty useful for people that are fans and kind of helps people see more stuff about, you know, the podcast, which is news to me. And that's good news. Because basically what I'm doing with this podcast, reviewing his stuff, it helps fans of his show understand a little bit more maybe about the guest and about what went on in the podcast, and just creates a bit of a dialogue. And it's nice to know that he's open to that. And yeah, like I said, that's fairly good for me. So that's good. I'll keep working hard. Bill is very concerned about online companies spying on people. You know, what does it mean to have the company spy on you? How bad it is, how bad is it, and how do you feel about it? It's not good. I don't like it. It's definitely an invasion of privacy, and it's one of those things you're just not aware of. You know, you do sign that terms of agreement, but nobody's reading that. Nobody knows what the hell that really says. So there you are, agreeing to these things, and now they know a lot of the shit that you do. Your habits, what direction you're heading in when you're, you know, possibly even making decisions, and they're preempting what decisions you're making based off what other people decisions other people have made based on the things that they've been looking at or the kind of patterns that you have for searching. So I guess in a way it's good and bad, right? I mean, I've always felt like if you're going to watch TV and you have to watch commercials, why not have commercials of stuff that you're actually going to buy, right? If you're just a guy in his 20s, you're not going to care about a tampon commercial, you know, or catheter commercials. But maybe if it was stuff really just related to what you're into, it's actually worth your time to look at some advertising. So I think for that reason, it's kind of beneficial. I mean, if it's to help you find things that are going to benefit your life, that's not bad. Let's say you want to get into the outdoors. So then you start seeing advertisements of like camping and stuff like that. I mean, that data needs to be mined somehow for them to know that you're even into it. Yet at the same time, it's dangerous when they know too much. It's definitely taking away some of your freedoms. And that brings me to the next point and kind of a repeated dialogue on the Joe Rogan Experience with a lot of guests these days is censorship and the censorship problem. You know, controlling content in the sense of it being a horrible manipulation or banning people from their social media accounts, taking them out of the system so they don't even have a voice anymore. Who chooses to do that and what order are they putting it in? And you know, who's in charge of this as well? You know, who's allowing this to happen? And it's definitely a dialogue that concerns Joe and definitely Bill Ottman. And that's why on his platform, Minds, he's trying to move away from that. He's trying to create a better system, you know, and he was even saying that his ideas are not set in stone. You know, he's willing to be flexible and learn a new strategy for this. He's kind of open to that idea. But I like this dialogue, you know. It would be nice for a lot of these leaders to get together and have like a chilled, you know, how cool would it be? Imagine if Joe had Zuckerberg on, Jack Dorsey, top guys at Google, top guys at YouTube, you know, had Bill back on, just people that are setting up these and running these large social media platforms, maybe the Snapchat guys, had them all in like a, you know, a group forum, but kept it calm, kept the conversation, you know, civil, and we got some real answers instead of kind of, you know, kind of politician type responses. I think it would be great, and I think we would learn that they're just trying to figure it out as they go, and they're not trying to necessarily be bad guys and manipulate the system, and it's not a big conspiracy, but they're learning as they go. It's not easy. Bill doesn't like Facebook at all. He doesn't like what it is. He also doesn't like Instagram for the same reason, because they own Facebook. I guess they own WhatsApp too. I didn't realize they own WhatsApp. Or maybe I knew that. I don't know. But he's really moving away from them. He says they mine too much data. And just Facebook generally is... He said that they were doing something with likes and reducing likes. And they even knew that it was depressing people, but it would make them more money, so they kept doing it. And I don't know what I think about that, but it sounds like something Facebook would do. Like, the more I learn about Facebook, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't make me want to use my account more. I don't really use mine. I don't know about you guys. What are you guys using now? I think everyone's using Instagram. It's just so easy to use. He's talking about how his app is more about freedom and non-censorship than a bunch of censorship. But at the same time, he is competing against these guys and he is the CEO. So maybe this is just an interesting way to like make his social media thing seem cooler, like his way to be different. I don't know. His ideologies were pretty cool, I thought. And it was coming across in this conversation. He was fairly genuine and cared about the end result of this, which I like. But who knows? Enough money starts flooding in, maybe all these people start to change. Yeah, I don't know. The idea behind his app, though, a big part of it, is that he's saying more people can see your stuff. So whereas he gave the example that you could have a Twitter account for a long time, and if nothing goes viral, maybe nobody ever kind of latches on to where your information is. But through his site, you can like build credits that allow you more exposure, and that gives people an opportunity to see what you're discussing. And if it's good enough, you'll get some attention that way. So I guess the Twitter and Instagram, the other ones, have these algorithms that don't always put you in a good position for being seen. It's kind of unfairly chosen. And he's saying that his social media kind of leaves it open a little bit better. I don't know. I don't use a ton of social media anyway, but I am kind of curious to use Minds for a little bit and see how it goes. I mean, you know, Joe gave him a platform to speak, and I quite liked what he was saying, so it's worth kind of delving in and seeing what there is. I mean, you often find really good things on Rogan's podcast, so it's a good way to try some things out. They talk a little bit about disconnecting as well, and this is good for anybody. Kind of, Bill says that he puts his phone down, and he has strict lines that must be held, and Joe agreed, like, you know, there are times when you are just not online, you are not checking social media, you are not looking at these things. And in the same aspect, Joe was saying that he gives himself a day a week where he does nothing but chills. Nothing. You know, because he's like redlining 6 days a week, as he describes it, and he gives himself a whole day off. And I really like the idea of that. I mean, I think a lot of times we give ourselves too much time off that we haven't earned, and it doesn't make us feel good. But if you're really running hard, and some very successful people are, you've got to chill. You've got to give yourself time to chill. And sometimes people don't even know how to. So there's good and bad. You can be too motivated and definitely not motivated enough. But I like this conversation, and I liked what Bill had to say. It was really good. So make sure you guys check it out. And thanks a lot for downloading. Appreciate it. Peace.